Okay, so have you ever, when you were a kid, did you ever do like a treasure hunt?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like I feel
Like a classic childhood
oh,
thing.
for sure, yeah. And today we're going to kind of do a deep dive into treasure hunts. And specifically, we're going to look at this really cool children's story. It's about these two siblings, Devin and Mallory, who go on this treasure hunt in a park.
Sounds
And we're
fun.
going to kind of look at not only like what makes the story so engaging, but like what are the elements of a really great treasure hunt?
I like it.
You know?
Let's get into it.
Exactly. So right off the bat, the story starts with the mom. And she makes this big announcement like we're going on a treasure hunt.
Ooh, exciting.
Listen,
You know, as
right?
a kid.
Yeah, you get that rush of like anticipation.
Totally. And she even gives them this like hand-drawn map
Oh, wow.
with a big X.
You know?
Classic.
Right on the spot where the treasure's hidden.
Oh, that's cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I think, you know, just thinking about it from the perspective of a kid,
Right.
that map is so important.
Yeah.
It's like that visual representation of the
Yeah.
adventure.
Totally.
It's like a secret code
Yeah.
leading them to the prize.
Exactly. So the first clue is hiding by the swings. And Devin reads it out loud.
All right.
He says, "Look for a giant tree with a branch so wide.
Ooh.
Beneath, it's the next clue, where squirrels like to hide."
I
Is that cute? Like,
love
can you just picture
that.
this giant tree?
Yeah, and like a kid looking around for it.
Exactly. And like picturing the squirrels running up, you know?
Totally. It just really sets the scene.
It does. Yeah. And it uses those really active words like look for and hide. And it makes you feel like you're part of the hunt.
Yeah, like you're right there with them.
So they run up to the tree, of course, and they find the next clue under a picnic table. So the clue says, "To the picnic tables, take 20 big steps. And under the middle one, you'll find what's next."
Ooh, fun.
And of course, Devin being the little brother, he's like, "Giant steps or tiny ones?"
I love that.
Right?
Yeah, like every kid would try to cheat
Noli.
and take the biggest steps to
Exactly.
get there faster.
Yeah.
I love that little detail.
It is really cute.
Yeah, to
And I
just,
think it really adds to the
yeah.
sibling dynamic that's
Yeah,
going on in the story.
it makes the characters feel
Yeah.
more relatable.
Yes, totally. So after the picnic table, the next clue sends them to a flower bed.
Oh,
And
nice.
it says, "Find the flower bed with yellow and blue." The next clue waits right there for you. And Devin's getting really excited. He starts guessing like what the treasure could be. He's like, "I hope it's a giant chocolate bar."
Oh, who wouldn't?
I know.
That's the best treasure you
Well,
can imagine.
yes, and I think it really helps like as a reader to like get excited too.
Totally. I think that element of mystery
Yeah.
is so important for a treasure hunt
Totally.
because it makes you want to keep going,
Pigs
you know, and
guess.
you're like, oh, what could it
Yeah, and you're
be?
like guessing along with them. So they get to the flower bed and they find the final clue. And it's at the top of this tall red slide. And the clue says, "To the tall red slide, run fast, but don't hide. The treasure waits at the very top side."
Very cool.
I know.
I like that.
Like, can you imagine climbing up that slide?
And being so close to the treasure at
Yes,
the top.
exactly. It's like you're almost there.
I feel like that would be the hardest part, like trying not to peek too early,
Totally.
you know?
So they finally reach the top of the slide and they find a treasure chest
Ooh,
waiting for
I
them.
love it.
I know.
That's a good reveal,
Yeah.
though.
And they open it up and it's filled with gummy bears and a shiny chocolate coin.
That's awesome.
I know, right?
What kid wouldn't love that?
Exactly.
That's like the perfect
It
treasure.
really is perfect. Yeah. And, as they're walking home, Devin and Mallory, they kind of realize that even a regular park can become like a magical place
It's
with a
true.
little imagination.
Yeah, I love that message.
Me too.
You know?
It's kind of like the story itself, you know?
It took us on our own little adventure.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. And I think that's really what treasure hunts are all about.
It is.
It's about, having that sense of adventure and discovery.
And I think they show you that you don't need fancy things
Yeah.
to have an amazing treasure,
Totally.
you know?
It's the experience that really matters.
And the time spent with people, you
Yes,
know? That
exactly.
makes it special.
And who knows? Maybe you can even create your own treasure hunt someday.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I think everyone should try it at least once.
Totally.
You know?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To, like, come up with the clues.
Yeah.
And hide them.
Yeah.
And, you know, create a little adventure for someone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you don't even need a park.
Right.
You can do it around your house.
Yeah.
You know?
Or even in your backyard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just get creative with it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that wraps up our deep dive into treasure hunts.
Yeah. Thanks for taking that journey with me.
Yeah, of course.
It was a fun one.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe we'll even do our own treasure hunt sometime.
I'm in.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.